Blog Talk Radio. Today is Monday, January 2nd, 2017. Can you believe it? And this is Foxology Today. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Woods Master, your Mindset Monday. Oh, I'm so excited. Happy New Year, phenomenal people. Happy Monday. I am sending out much love and well wishes to you today for a grand and God-blessed year ahead. Out with the old and in with the new, as the saying goes. It sure seemed really swift. I don't know if you feel that way, but I sure do. And here we are, and we're looking boldly at a new set of 365 opportunities to do and be our best selves. And that is so very exciting, launching into a new year with new ideas and plans and purpose. Makes me want to do a happy dance. Yes, indeed. And you know what else? A new year with each new day is an opportunity to challenge yourself to change. Many say change is fearful. Changing is the thing to fear. Imagine just staying in the same place without growing or expanding or adventuring or experimenting or testing your own gifts and strengths and abilities. Is that you? Well, if so, I'm going to invite you to stay closely tuned in because maybe, just maybe all you need is a mental reset. Clear out some of your old thinking that has held you down or held you back. Hit that control button that says pause or stop and then start. Again, thinking in the way that will bring the best out of you and the best results your way every day. 365 days a year. I have my radio BFF with me today, superstar RRR TV host Cassandra McShepherd, to discuss this fascinating topic on being fabulous 365 days of the year. Hit the reset button. That's for sure 365 ways to change your mind every day. Happy New Year, Cassandra.
Same to you, Silver, and to your listeners. It's going to be a great year, just a great year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It sure is. Well, I hope that we'll get to do this 11 more times.
For sure. At least.
I was very excited to kick off the show today, Master Mindset. I've kind of been on a hiatus with the show, giving myself a little bit of a break and doing some introspection about the direction of the show and types of things I wanted to showcase this year. And so I gave myself a lot of time to give it some thought. And so I'm excited to be kicking it off with you and what we do. It's always a wonderful way to start the day and to start the year. So we are going to be doing some mastering your mindset stuff. We're talking about the reset button and how we go about that. So I've got some points. You ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right. All right. Well, you know, when we enter into the new year, we're always thinking about resolutions and, you know, how we want to do things differently or how we want things to change. And, of course, it really does mean we often have to analyze how things were, how things are, what we want to see as a result. So resetting our thinking, of course, means changing our mind and not just changing our mind about something, but really reshaping our paradigm very often. So one of the first things I said, Cassandra, is that we have to realize that we do need a reset. And sometimes as we're looking at that resolution list or the ideas or concepts that we've put down on paper, it's because we had to take a good look around us to see, are things the way we want them? Could things be better? Could things be different? But it's also looking in at ourselves to see, what do I need to change? I read a wonderful article this morning about women making more money, and it was interesting that the article pointed out that because the mindset is that men make more money, we tend to think that that's just the way it is, and that
it has
the potential
to be.
Doesn't. Yeah, absolutely. And I thought, you know, it's a mild brainwash, because we tend to think that is some type of limit on what women can do. Of course, some make more money than men do. A lot of women do, but I, for those who may be stuck in that mindset that they can't or shouldn't or not qualified or whatever, I thought that was a perfect example of, you know, breaking a breakthrough in thinking, a resetting of how you think. If you want to make more money, it's not, you know, the money's out there. You've got to find a way to get to the potential or your purpose or the plan or the work that's going to bring it to you. But I'll mention a little later as we talk, I actually read several articles this morning that I thought were just so pertinent to what we're discussing today. So realizing that we need a reset on our thinking, and, you know, that's one thing. There's a multitude of things, of course, that we could reset. What are your thoughts on it?
Well, you opened the show talking about change, and let's talk about that for a second, because change is inevitable. It is one of the guarantees that we experience in this process of being human. But many people deluded when they don't see things evolving in a way that they would like or that they say that they would like. But we have to understand that things are constantly changing and that we are always creating that change. And the work is, and exactly what you're talking about today, Silver, it is in changing or creating consciously. We're always creating, albeit unconscious. And so that negative thought or that belief that there is a ceiling, period, or a ceiling on how much money I can make or what I can be, do, or become, is definitely a place where we can shift, change, evolve our thinking, and see the output of that change. And it's real because, as I said, change is. That's just the way life is.
Mm-hmm. And I want to reemphasize something that I said, too, before I move to the next point, that people fear change. And as you said, it's inevitable, and when it starts to happen unsolicited, it can feel that way. However, I know, and you do too, the best thing to do is embrace it. Be more fearful of not changing and what that could mean for your life. If you take the bull by the horns, very often you can guide and steer and maneuver yourself to the place where you want to be, where it's more sustainable, where it's peaceful, where it's there's a better outcome than you could have anticipated. The second thing
embracing it and being ahead of the change, directing the change.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The next thing I have is recognize your potential. And you and I both have done a lot of coaching for people, personal coaching, professional coaching, to help people see the greatness in them and the potential to evolve into a place of even being more fabulous, as I said earlier. And it's interesting, and I'm sure you find it to be too, because some of the people that we've talked to, you would never really know that they even struggled in any of those areas of not knowing that they are already awesome. And so I think it's so important to point out today that you're already awesome and that you just need to, again, embrace that awesomeness and knowing that there is the power within, the potential within, to create a process to get to where you want to go, to be all that you can be, to rise up to new levels in life, to do those things that you felt have been impossible or improbable for you to achieve, and to grow. We as humans, even though we age, as we get older in life, we are supposed to grow. We are supposed to flourish in our thinking and in our lives and in the things that are around us that we become a part of and engage in. It's a natural thing to have happen. And so it's important to realize you're already awesome. You're already wonderfully made, and that those elements are so within your grasp to have, to be even more every day.
It's absolutely true, Silver. It's absolutely true. We're invited to change. We're designed with purpose and on purpose. And a lot of times we think of thoughts, dreams, or desires as being lofty, too lofty for us. But, you know, I'm convinced that my thinking is if I think it, it must be going to happen for me. And so any thought because is it not an invitation to walk this way? And so any and every thought that we have has within it a creative power. What we need to do, as you said, is embrace it, not fear it, but trust it and direct it. And that is, again, what we are purposed, designed to do. And we cannot fail at that.
That's absolutely right. Third point, really commit to it. And what that means is to keep your mind, your focus, your vision on the results and not just the process. Because here's what happens in a process. We start out, we hit that reset button. You have realized you need a reset. You've recognized how awesome you are. And then in the process of going from here to there, all of a sudden, a negative thought bombards you, or somebody comes to you and says, that's really stupid. Where'd you get that idea, and why are you trying to do that? Or you kind of flub up. Maybe you fail for a minute, and you think, oh, my goodness, why did I ever think I should be trying this or doing this or changing that or that whole tap dance? All of that is a part of process. We all experience that in the midst of trying to get to our better self and our best place in life. It is a very typical thing in the process. We have to understand that. And those are the times you have to hit that reset button like you're going nuts. Just keep hitting it to tell yourself, stay focused, keep your vision. Where am I going? What are the results I want from this? Okay, so it went like that today, and I bumped into so-and-so today, and they said so-and-so, and all of that. But then you've got to keep yourself focused. Hit that reset button again. Keep it moving. And people that you have to cut out of the process, talk to less, not be with, whatever, you may have to make that decision. And remember, you really are more important than what they have to say as far as their opinions. Opinions will guide you.
There's a saying that your negative opinion of me is absolutely none of my business.
That's for sure. That's for sure. I've heard that, and I think that is a perfect way to look at it, because people are going to be full of opinions. And I've also heard it said, I don't know the exact phrasing of the saying, but when people are sharing their negative opinions about what you're doing, it's only because they're afraid to do what you're doing. They want to do something, but
Absolutely.
They're kind of afraid to step out.
Absolutely.
Like you have.
And the best way to show them is to hold true and to do it. It's the best way. It's not even necessary to enter into a conversation of attempting to convince, because then you're defending their negative fears and beliefs and creating and lending your very powerful and creative energy into that pursuit. It's more important and more purposeful to keep your eye on the prize and just stay focused.
Absolutely. Definitely, definitely. Okay, and so our fourth point is redo whatever you have to do to make the reset set. And that, I think this is probably You know, I think they're all big as far as us changing our minds, reshaping our paradigm, but redo whatever you have to do. One of the points also that was in that article I read about women making more money was if people on your job appreciate you and are showing you how valuable you are and really lauding you for the success that you bring to a job, if you're not experiencing that and feeling all of that, then you need to quit that job. This article was very matter-of-fact about that. I'm repeating what they said. Of course, big changes like that, I know that takes some thinking, but I believe that there's a lot of truth to it. Not that you just need to walk out, you know, that day, but it is something to rethink. It is something to process because it means that you allowed yourself to be in a miserable situation. And there are opportunities out there. And again, it takes us reshaping our paradigm, knowing that there can be in a place, you can be in a place in a job you love and where the job loves you back. And we've got to get to the understanding about things.
Yep, I don't know that we consider the fact for me, but that we consider that negativity is like an airborne disease. It really is heavy, and it is. It's heavy in the air, and it seeps into the cracks of us and our consciousness. But that also have our susceptibility, because we oftentimes, far too often, are looking for that sense of approval outside of ourselves. It's good to purpose yourself to do the best that you can do in a job, in a life, in a relationship, period. And doing that, accepting that for yourself, I agree with you wholeheartedly. There is no deficit of jobs, and I don't care what a headline reads, because you know my saying, you can't find one, make one. But in order to be successful in any endeavor, we have to be able to self-support and to self-soothe. No one knows the truth of you like you do. And you've got to decide for yourself what that truth is and decide to be the best that you can be. And if someone doesn't see it, that has nothing to do with you. You have to know it, and you have to stay focused. And so many situations and stories, Silver, we have heard of people who were seemingly, and then a wonderful opportunity opened up. And it opens up because, and it's not mysterious, it opens up because you are focused on being the best and doing the best. I mean, it's a universal thing. You will find and draw yourself to and be drawn to the thing, meet you at a level where you are. So we need to not buy into that negative press energy and stay focused on what we want to do and who we are. And be excited about what is to unfold. It is a creative law that does not fail.
For sure. I want to see if we can squeeze in a couple of more things under the redo, Cassandra, that are like big things on people's lists of things they want to change. I want to say something quickly about relationships, and I'm going to try to generalize this as much as possible, because I think it applies to friendships. I think it applies to family ships. I think it applies to love relationships. And what the point I want to bring out, when we're talking about doing whatever we have to do to make a reset set, negative situations, like you just said, sometimes we're in negative situations that people we feel are very important to us. But all that comes out of it is confusion, discord, unhappiness. Basically, nothing that comes from it is positive. And we sometimes will fail to realize that we can extricate ourselves from a situation. We'll tell ourselves we can't for various reasons, but we have to realize, again, hitting the reset button means you're looking at how you can. How do I get myself out of a situation where I'm terribly, terribly miserable and unhappy in it with particular individuals or an individual? And you have to realize, and I say this because I've had several people, relatives and friends, that have had to literally run for their lives. And I don't mean scared running, just because it means that I've got to make a change. I better make it while I'm feeling like it. I better do something while I'm really in that place that I feel like I better. All of those people, all the people that I'm thinking of that go across my mind right now in a flash are doing so much better at life than they would have had they stayed either in those surroundings or those relationships. And it's a challenge. But if you're going to look at changing your paradigm, doing the reset, that's something to think about. The other thing, and Cassandra, I'm going to toss it to you, is the health thing in our lives. As I read diet stuff, food stuff, day after day, coming through my timeline, all I think to myself is that so much of it is such foolishness, and I mean fooling the public. There's only one way that you're going to successfully lose weight, and that's cutting calories, cutting out stuff on your diet that does not help you toward a healthier weight or a more satisfied feeling of a size. All of the other stuff can maybe be a launching pad to doing that, but long-term weight loss, maintenance, and all of that is because you're going to change how you eat as a lifestyle, and it doesn't mean ever having to starve yourself. And I just had to put that out there. And then maintaining some exercise to keep your body moving. And all of those, you know, exert yourself until you pass out stuff. I just believe in maintaining a good exercise regimen that keeps your bones and body moving so that you don't stiffen up like a board. So I wanted to say that because I know those are two things that are really important to people. So what do you say about the whole relationship thing? And I know you're extremely an extremist like me on the exercise and the health portion of this as well.
Let me talk about the cutting the ties, the extricating yourself from a negative situation, first of all, and how it seems sometimes impossible to do. And because we're talking about resetting and changing, and again, I know that thoughts are things, and I would say to anyone, until you can physically make that break, stop telling the story of how bad it is. Stop giving life and energy to what's not working and the negative part of the situation. And yes, I know things can be really jacked up sometimes, and we feel like we need to report and repeat how unfortunate they are. But in that reporting and repeating, we are cementing ourselves as if lead feet to the thing, tethering ourselves to the thing that we want to break free of. The same thing is with your body, your physicality. As you know, I purposed myself last year to really make some changes. I had slipped into 30 extra pounds and didn't know whose butt I was looking at in the mirror. But I did, like you said, I just took an honest look at what I was doing. And I was not doing, in terms of disciplining my diet, wasn't doing the things that supported what I said I wanted to do. And when I did that, I certainly didn't starve. And I eat whatever I want. For me, I just take a look at it and write it down and count it. And in taking a look at that and knowing what my bigger goal was, I lost 35 pounds last year. And I didn't struggle or suffer a day. And everything has momentum, negativity and positivity. And once you see the results of the disciplining yourself, you really set yourself free. You cut the ties of everything. In this situation, we're talking about weight, but you cut the power that has on you, because many people, when they're not in a job or at a weight or in any situation that they want to be, it doesn't feel good. Well, you've got to get over that. And as I said, stop reporting and repeating and cementing getting situation.
That's good stuff right there, Cassandra. The last point we have is just remember all of the stuff that we said. And remember that there really are 365 ways to change your mind, and that is pressing the reset button every day and throughout the day, how many ever times you have to do that. One of the things I thought about when I said 365 ways to change your mind is that I know people think I'm going to come up with 365 tips. That's not what I mean. I just meant in our my own way of saying you're going to do this every day. But one of the things I thought about that I used to do years ago when I was reshaping my thoughts and my mind and changing my paradigm about stuff, if you think of a spiral notebook, you know how thick some of them can be. I would write the same statement over and over and over and over throughout the entire notebook to tell myself what I was doing, what I was changing. And just write it over and over. Whenever you, you know, put the book down, if something comes to you again, start writing the statement over and over again, over and over again. So literally, you will be resetting that thinking, that thought, hundreds of times. And now that's just something that I did. I know other people do it too. It's something that works. You'd be very surprised. You'd be very surprised how you wake up in the middle of the night and you're saying that to yourself, whatever it is that you wrote.
Well, that means you're mentally rewriting your script. You're resetting your consciousness. And everything happens on a mind or consciousness level. It happens inside before it happens outside. And by affirming and reaffirming and reminding and knowing and purposing yourself to look at things a certain way, you really are, human beings are creatures of habit, and you are breaking the old pattern and creating a new.
For sure. Well, this has been really great. I just want to go over our 5 points real quick, and if you have something you'd like to add, go ahead and then tell people how they can see you on TV every day. The first thing is realize you need a reset. You know, check yourself out and see what it is. Recognize your potential to get, to be, to rise, to do, and to grow. And really commit to it. Stay focused. Keep that vision in front of you. Redo whatever you have to do to make the reset set. And then remember, there are 365 ways to change your mind each and every single day. Hit that reset set button. Press reset every day.
Yeah.
Cassandra, yeah. You could have anything you'd like to add and tell people how they can see you on TV.
Well, the only thing that I want to add in to what you said is what Nike said best, just do it. Just do it. So,
yes,
so next
true.
January 1st, we can talk about something else. if you choose to spend time with me, you can log on to fox6now.com where you can have a cup of coffee with me in the morning as I co-host a show called Real Milwaukee, 9 a.m. Standard Time. My website, CassandraMcShepherd.com, and you've got my information on your website, I know. But we are always here for you, and of course, your Master Your Mindset first Mondays of the month. It's been a wonderful few years, Silver, and I am so looking forward to 2017 because, as I said, it's gonna be amazing.
It is, and thank you so much, sis. I appreciate you, as always, for being a part of what a show that I think is just so important, so valuable to people to share. So you be blessed, and
always
I will
pleasure.
Look forward to talking with you again real soon. And I want to thank you all, too, for listening. I appreciate you tuning in, and I hope that you will, each and every time you see show info pop up, that you'll show up and be here with me. And also, I'd like to, for you to share with your friends on social media what Foxology Today is doing. I'm always bringing something positive, something empowering, something enlightening in the way of information. So I'll look forward to having you guys on board. In the meantime, remember to press reset each and every day. That's 365 ways to definitely change your mind. I hope you have a wonderful year, wonderful day. Be good, be blessed, and be awesome.